This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843.
There he is, the man, the myth, the legend that is... Sideway Omar. Oh no, okay, right side up Omar. Okay, there we go.
I'm gonna sit on the floor so I don't have to keep holding the phone.
Okay. There we go. Oh, I see. I see. You gotta get, like, you know what you need?
A stand. I'm not carrying.
Wait, what do you need to carry? You don't need to carry that, bro. Look.
Listen, my shoulders are so on fire because of how much crap I carry in my book bag. I went to a massage parlor, not a rub and tug like Deshaun Watson likes.
That's Kraft. Let's get the violators right now.
Okay.
That's Robert Kraft. Okay.
I went to a massage parlor yesterday. The woman walked on my back, and it was quite an experience. But she was just like, "Yeah, how tense your shoulders are." She says, "Yeah, you need to come every week," and I was just like, you know what? I might need to consider that to make this pressure go away. So I'm not putting one extra thing in my book bag.
So you went to a massage without a happy ending.
That is correct. I mean, yeah, that's correct. I'll just leave it there.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying.
I mean, wouldn't you like somebody to massage you for an hour?
Yes.
Yes. Why should I deny myself that right and privilege?
Or the happy ending.
Let's move on. My wife can give me happy endings. That's the correct answer. I'm not gonna pull a Flores and give a no statement there. Yes. My wife can provide all the happy endings I need.
All right. Speaking of happy endings. Oh, wait a minute. What the hell happened here? I got it. Okay,
I'm like, what you trying to show me over here? Is that Deshaun Watson's girlfriend?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, bro, I know why he want to come to Miami. Let's not be naive about it.
I'm just saying, why you floating around when you got that at home, dude? That's all I'm saying. I'm just wondering, like, why are you calling weird ass women when you got that at home? I'm just saying. That's all. Okay? But that's just entertainment there for you. All right, I saw the press conference with CamFlo. Now, and I sent you the text. We need to ask him specifically, just like that, why haven't you said you guys are not interested in trading for Deshaun Watson because Tua is our quarterback? And I'd love to see how he backs away from that, because what we need to do in the media is do what Len Martez and Dave Hyde did to Nick Saban. They positioned the question in a way that Nick could not get away from it, and he was forced to say, "I'm not going to be the Alabama coach," and then we know what the rest is. It's history, and you find out the truth. We haven't asked him directly, why can't you say publicly, we are not interested in trading for Deshaun Watson because Tua is our quarterback?
Well, I don't feel like he's already said Tua is our quarterback.
Yeah, no, but he hasn't said
together. I'm not interested in having anybody, you know, and I saw your text, and I felt like he already suffered a couple of knockdowns in that press conference. I didn't feel like this isn't the time. Next week before the trade deadline on Monday, I might go for the jugular, but I'll let him tap dance, and I'll let him pretend like this isn't a distraction. Like, bro, I've heard from half your team already. Like, yeah,
of course this is a distraction.
Like, you, if you don't think it's a distraction, then you're a moron. And,
It's just like, you know what, dude? It's the same thing as the offensive coordinator stuff. There was no reason to act top secret with this shit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is. Because just yes, sir. He doesn't want you to have anybody to blame. He doesn't want you to have one specific person to blame for the shit show that you're looking at.
The other 31 teams, we know who the offensive coordinator is.
He does not want you to have one specific person to blame for the shit show. That's what it's about.
It all goes to him anyway. You hired the offensive coordinator. You created the whole thing. So in the end, dude, it doesn't really matter because all rivers flow to Brian. I mean, come on.
I like that. I might steal that. I might borrow that. Like, listen, no, all rivers don't flow to Brian. All rivers flow to Chris Greer and Brian.
They are in unison, in lockstep. Coaching side. I'm talking about the coaching.
These kind of decisions that he's talking about absolutely does flow to him.
The distractions that we're talking about.
Man, you got to get this girl off my screen. She's a tremendous distraction. Thank you. Appreciate that. Like, Lord have mercy. Like, goodness gracious. Like, she is a smoke show. Like, not to be disrespectful to my future quarterback's fiance or wife, but
she's a smoke show and a half, bro. From a 1 to 10, she's a 13.
That's one of the things that I always enjoyed about hanging with Miko. Like, the players' wives' girlfriends were always around, and you'd be like, oh my God, like Rashad Jones's baby mama. Like, oh, Lord have mercy. Anyway, let's move on to another conversation.
Those are always, they
don't do as good as NBA players, but they do very well. Like, NBA players now, come on, there's no competition. That, like, the women know where the money is.
Yeah, but they also get in way more trouble,
baby
mama side.
They
end up with more baby mamas. You know, there are some Le'Veon Bells in the world and all that, but the NBA players, oh my God, dude. They're coaches that end up what was the name of the little short coach that coached for the Bulls? He was a Magic player. Damn it, man. That coach had like five different kids with five different women from traveling around because he was a player. And then he was a coach. I forgot the guy's name.
He's weak on the pullout game. That's all it is.
Little Avery. White guy, overachiever. Oh,
Scott Pax? No.
Scott. I think it is Scott actually.
Scott Skiles.
Scott Skiles, dude. Nice job by you.
Five baby mamas?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man, I at least rather baby mamas than ex-wives. Let's put that out there. Like, do the baby mama route. Don't do marriage. Don't.
But either way, you're kind of tied for 18 years.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell is going to be so broke. Oh my God.
And not to say that I want to hammer this or Le'Veon Bell is a great resource or the answer, but like, I'm sorry, Le'Veon Bell here for a minimum contract. I know the Ravens did it, and when the Ravens do it, it makes a lot more sense, but like, bro, you don't have an answer. You don't have any back that could really protect and get you tough yardage. And I'm not saying Le'Veon Bell is the answer, but goodness gracious, everything you've done here has failed for a reason.
All the guys the Ravens signed are better. Freeman, Bell, and
I mean, it's just because they're on a better team.
I know. A better locker room structure.
Yeah, man.
Everything's established. I get it, dude. No, I mean, we're not going to compare John Harbaugh and his staff and that organization to this organization. I mean, this organization is striving to come close to that organization is what we're talking about.
But you know how you get there? You hire somebody from that organization.
Oh, the former Minnesota Raiders guy. It was the other guy, the big guy, the big back. That they signed. All three of their guys are better.
Murray. Yeah. Latavius Murray.
Latavius Murray. That's it. Murray. All three of the guys they signed.
All off the street. And as I respect what Myles Gaskin and Ahmed Savan are doing or trying to do or who they are, but they're scat backs. Let's be real about it.
They're number twos. Yes.
Like, anyway, roster so
I love Myles Gaskin. If you got a stud back, I think Myles Gaskin would be one of the better number twos in the NFL that way. You know what I mean? But when you put when you elevate both, then you hurt yourself that way. I'm 1,000% with you. Okay, so you're in it. You talk to a lot of people around the league. My thoughts have been that it's really not the Dolphins negotiating for the guy right now.
No, I don't think they're negotiating.
I think it's been Houston the whole time. And here's my theory, Omar. Let me run this by you. My theory is Houston doesn't know what the F is going to happen.
With
Watson, they don't know if he's innocent or guilty, right?
Nobody knows.
This is my point. This is their last push.
You think they're desperate? You think this is
their last push to see if they can get a deal done? Because after this, you're at the mercy of the courts. And if he's guilty, you lost all leverage. If he's innocent, you have all the leverage in the world.
If it gets to the courts, I happen to believe that
there's 10 criminal investigations going on. So yes, it could get to the courts. That's what I'm saying.
If they had enough evidence for a criminal conviction, and I get the due process, he's a celebrity. Like this would have moved a lot longer, faster. Like this is
no. Wait a minute. Here's where I disagree with you sometimes. When the authorities are super quiet, it is super dangerous for you, whoever you are that is up for charges. It's not a good thing. Like, I'll give you an example. Right now, I don't know if you're following the Matt Gaetz situation, but the feds are super quiet right now.
And normally, when it's like I know a Matt Gaetz, but I don't think we're talking about the same guy.
It's politics. It's the idiot that slept with the 17-year-old and all that. Forget. Don't worry about it. You probably don't follow it. But my point is that the authorities have been kind of quiet lately, and so have the lawyers. And I wonder if Houston actually got wind of something and they're nervous.
Trade deadline's looming, baby. I think you have a valid point about them wanting to get this, because if he comes in with a conviction and a suspension, you're not done. You're still going to get – he's going to play in the NFL again.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you're done in the monster deal is my point.
You're still going to get a good deal. You're not going to get the monster deal.
Well, in today's environment, my brother, if he is found guilty, you cannot bring a sexual predator into your team.
Bro, they had a guy who murdered somebody playing in the NFL. Not anymore.
That doesn't happen anymore.
The NFL will take.
John Gruden just got booted out for words, bro. No. It's a different environment now, Omar. I don't think you survive it anymore.
You can win games in the NFL. You can be a killer, murderer. I would hate to say rapist, but history has proven you could be a rapist.
But not lately, right? That hasn't happened in the last.
The NFL don't change like that. I think they made an example of Gruden, but that's on PC political correctness. I'm sorry. Deshaun Watson will be starting for an NFL team in 2022. Bank it.
Not if he's guilty.
Starting for a team in 2022, even if he's guilty. Bank.
No, if he's
it, maybe if not 2022,
not civil, but if,
definitely if 2023. He is going to be starting for. Dude, they haven't even put him on the commissioner's suspended list. There's no reason.
Because they haven't tried to play him, man. That's why they don't have to.
It doesn't matter. Nobody who's ever been on the commissioner's exempt list has had a conviction. You don't need a conviction. You don't need a due process. The commissioner's exempt list. It just needs to be a black eye to the league.
Yeah,
he's clearly a black eye to the league.
Yes, Omar, but he's not playing, so it's not a black eye to the league.
But you know what? If he's not playing, put him on the commissioner's, it would be wise to put him on the commissioner's exempt list. You know why? Because
it would. You're right.
Then he's starting to pay the process, and the Texans aren't paying him. They have played this situation wrong the whole time. And you know what? If I'm Miami and I do trade for him, I say he's starting on Sunday, forcing the league to do something. League doesn't do something, he plays. League does something, then he begins his suspension that he's going to have to pay.
Yeah, you can't. No team can trade for him now, and no team's trading for him. I don't believe this report at all. Because you're not,
trust me, it's. I don't think
no one is trading for a guy with all these legal issues. Nobody.
I don't think a trade gets done, but trust me, they're still in the DMs. They're still and this young man has control and leverage, which few do, and still is exerting it. Like, let's say Detroit. Why wouldn't Detroit trade for him right now? Think about it. Other than the fact that he wouldn't play for them.
Legal issues. You don't trade for him.
Please.
Nobody trades for him right now, Omar, because you don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, please.
No, dude, you cannot trade for a guy that if he's found guilty, you traded for a criminal.
I put it 50-50. Dolphins don't.
It's a terrible look for the NFL. I don't believe the NFL will allow a trade.
Dolphins don't care.
You haven't heard from the NFL because Houston has done all their work for them. The second they try to trade him, you'll hear from the NFL. The second somebody thinks they can play him, you'll hear from the NFL.
Bullshit.
He's on ice, dude. He's not doing anything.
Bullshit. He's still cashing a check. If the Dolphins trade for him by November 2nd, Dolphins are going to have to write that check. And you know what? If I'm writing that check, I'm playing him.
No, I get that. But you'll see.
And I force your hand.
Not allow a trade, and they won't allow him to play. None of that will ever happen.
Ooh, you think the NFL won't allow a trade? Please. Understand that Commissioner Goodell works for the 32 owners.
I will bet anything you want, the NFL will not allow a trade.
NFL is not about to block
anything.
Trade, Ron Watson. Promise. They'll block the trade for sure.
Because they're gonna protect themselves and the team that's
if they protected themselves, you know what they would do? They would suspend him. They would put him on the commissioner's suspend list.
At the moment, you can't suspend him because there has been no criminal
needed no criminal suspension for all
I get that, but at the moment there's been no criminal charges filed and it's just civil lawsuits.
They needed no criminal charges filed for all the previous suspensions on the commission's exempt list.
I get that, but the difference
here is...
What makes this the exception?
Ezekiel Elliott was suspended six games and he was never arrested, convicted, charged, anything.
Who?
Ezekiel Elliott. Missed six games. Never suspended, never convicted, never arrested. You know what he did? Stories embarrassed the NFL.
Right, yeah.
So how is this different?
You're talking about TD Gate? Are you talking about TD Gate? Is that what you're talking? Was that the stuff? Was it Titty Gate, right? That's what it was, right?
I don't remember what he did, but
yeah, it was Titty Gate that he lowered the girl's thing in public, right? And the other thing he did was he pushed a security guard. He got in a physical altercation with a security guard. Now I'm remembering now that he pushed the guy. You remember that?
Not a single conviction. Six games, not a single arrest.
Omar, there's video of him pulling the girl's thing down. I don't think that was for the NFL. I think it was the altercation he had with the security guard that he pushed the guy.
There was
physical evidence of something that happened. On this Deshaun Watson thing, nobody has any evidence. There's no evidence. We don't know anything. Everything is behind the scenes.
There's nothing public. They don't need a conviction. They don't need an arrest.
But I'm telling you, there's nothing right now. They can't do anything.
In every other situation, they didn't need a conviction. They didn't need an arrest. In any other situation, they didn't need a conviction. They didn't need arrest. They needed Ezekiel Elliott was suspended for six games for a complaint. The only thing that was filed. But anyway, let's move on.
You sure about that?
I'm pretty positive because I had to look it up when looking up, studying how they use the commissioner's exempt list. They've also used it on Kareem Hunt, no conviction, just a video. And they've used it on the running back who beat his – ooh, he would help the Dolphins.
Ezekiel Elliott suspended six games. Ruling comes the NFL's year-long suspension into domestic violence accusations made against him by Tiffany Thompson, who identified her as a former girlfriend. Elliott, 22, has denied the allegations. A second-year pro Representative said in a statement they were extremely disappointed with the NFL's decision appealing the ruling. The six-game suspension stands. Elliott would be eligible to make a season debut October 29 against Washington. Could miss yada, yada, yada. Elliott formally informed us of suspension. Da-da-da-da-da. Nothing else. Okay, that's it.
You know who can help this team? Former Oklahoma running back, old as dirt, Hall of Fame guy. Last played for Washington.
Gore?
Huh?
Gore?
No. Oh, Gore. Hey, Gore can help. Now that you think about it, now that you mention it. I can't even think about it. Frank Gore is forced into retirement this year. But let's move on. Let's discuss something.
By the way, NFL insider Ian Rappaport stated it reviewed photographs taken by Thompson of her physical injuries following multiple incidents. The league found the photographic and medical forensic evidence corroborates many critical elements of the allegations regarding the cause of her injury. So there was evidence, is what I'm trying to tell you. And in the Watson case, there is no evidence public right now. We don't have any pictures. We don't have any texts. We don't have anything. As he said, they said, is the only thing we have right now. And there are no criminal charges filed yet. And the civil lawsuits have not been won. So the NFL has nothing to stand on, so they don't suspend them.
Why would they stop him from playing with the NFLPA?
Because then the NFLPA will go after
him. The NFL has never run from the NFLPA.
So the NFL does nothing because Houston has done it all for them.
I know that, but
what I'm saying is right now, there's no reason to do anything.
It's speculation, conjecture. Sorry. The NFL, if you haven't stopped them from playing right now, yes, Houston stopped them. But if you haven't stopped them from playing right now, I would force your hand. Like, it would benefit the Dolphins if he was on the commissioner's exempt list. Let's do it. Let's put him on the commissioner's exempt list for all of 2021.
It would end all the trade discussion if he's on the commissioner's exempt list. There's no trade then. There's no trade. There would be no rumors. There'd be nothing. That's it. Or maybe the NFL is also allowing them not to do it so they can actually try to get a trade.
Yeah. So if you're trying to encourage somebody,
but they're not playing him, so they're not putting them in any kind of an embarrassing situation because they're not playing him. By the way, they put Adrian Peterson and Alfred Morris is put out there.
Adrian Peterson could help the Dolphins. Is he still playing?
Yeah, he could also whip them up too into shape.
I'm at this point like
you served it up. So I had to finish it, by the way. So
you're desperate. Why not?
He'll bring the switches and he'll whip some people into shape.
This team needs a switch. A good flogging. Go get your stick from the tree. This team needs it.
I saw that you tweeted out I'm forgetting his name.
Tua Tagovailoa?
No, man. No,
Brian Flores?
No, the guy from ESPN. What's his name? Damn it. You like him a lot. Louis Riddick.
Oh, Louis Riddick. Yeah, you
tweeted out his comments on how Tua has not been handled properly here. Mm-hmm. And then it seemed like you agreed, but then it seemed like you kind of backtracked on it.
No, I hear his point. No, I think the criticism is valid. I don't think – and
incredibly valid.
I even posted a thread. It's not like they haven't tried to do things. It just hasn't worked.
But they suck at what they tried. So you didn't really help out. I throw out the example. Your kid, you know, he gets to the age of driving. And so, hey, my kid got to the age of driving. All right. I didn't buy her a fucking used Yugo. I got her an Acura. You know what I'm saying?
And money to go.
And while the Dolphins wanted to build a line, they didn't give them the Tennessee Titans line.
They gave them a fucking Yugo. I'm not going to allow you to say that they didn't try because you...
No, they tried.
They tried. They failed. They failed. But exactly. they didn't know they were buying a Yugo. I told you they were buying a Yugo. I told you that's a lemon.
So and then there you go. You
were right there with them saying, young kids are going to develop and they're going to get great and everything. No.
Well, I never said they're going to get great.
No, okay. You said they're going to develop and we're giving up on that.
Omar, for months I've been bracing everybody, telling them, hey, they started young guys. Remember, two or three of these guys are going to fail. I've been saying that for months, dude.
Yeah, but you know what?
Because you didn't hit on all five draft picks.
I told you from the get-go, not good enough.
Yes, you're right.
And you're going to ruin your season. Going to ruin your season.
You gave him a fucking Yugo. You had a chance to give the kid a Toyota that is reliable. A Nissan that's reliable.
I don't even look at it from that standpoint.
You gave him a fucking Yugo.
I don't even look at it from that standpoint. While I do think the offensive line is the number one problem, you could have given him a physical rushing attack by getting Najee Harris. You chose not to do that. You could have had some more stability on your offensive line by not trading away Eric Flowers. You chose to trade him away for moving up 14. Okay. You could have continued continuity with Chan Gailey, even though him and Tua were kind of on a chilly relationship. But sometimes the kid doesn't know what's best for him, and you just keep on pushing along. You go and you hire his former 7-on-7 elite high school quarterback coach to be his quarterback coach.
Ritz Cola.
And you promote
Ritz Cola.
Yeah,
you promote
two guys to coordinator position for the sake of continuity. You go draft Jalen Waddle. You go sign Will Fuller, who, by the way, is I'm sorry. Why the hell aren't you here watching practice? I've seen Will Fuller, and I'm being genuinely honest with you. And this is something that I will address next week.
You could have given the kid MacArthur's milk, and you're feeding him freaking Hyde Park. The hell is wrong with you?
I don't drink milk, so I have no idea what the reference is. But listen, everything's failed. Everything you touch has failed.
That's right.
And this kid hasn't failed. He's 7-5.
And he balled out last week, bro.
He played pretty well last week.
He balled out behind a Yugo offensive line.
But here's the thing. We're sitting here and we are discrediting what he's done and what he's accomplished and what he's working against. And keep in mind, I do understand why they're doing it. Because the hot chick out there keeps winking at you and wants to take you to bed. And yes, you've got Tua and he's... Huh?
Jilly? She's interested?
Who's Jilly?
Really? What's wrong with you, man? You just told me to take her off the screen.
Okay. I don't know her name, bro. But yeah. She wants to get down, big O. And you're dating somebody, and you like him, and it's pretty serious. You're not ready for marriage yet, but... Like, did you see her? Bro, like, am I saying no to that?
No.
I'm sorry. I'm not.
Of course not.
Now, would he be my number one preference? No. Do I think it's wise to make the trade right now? No. But I'm sorry. You could put her back up on the screen. Like, good Lord. Like, this is what's staring at Chris. Oh, my God. This is what's staring at Chris Greer and saying, I want to get down. And, like, I'm sorry. Like, we're not dating exclusively right now. And you can have your feelings hurt, but I'm looking out for my best interests as an organization. And Deshaun Watson might be in the organization's best interest when you've been 20 years for mediocrity because you can't get an elite quarterback. Well, this situation presents itself for bad reasons, but he is an elite quarterback. Like,
no, I get it.
Like,
I get it.
And Honestly, Big O, and I say this to anybody who talks to me. I don't care what happens. If it's up to me, I'm waiting on Aaron Rodgers, and I'm going all in on Aaron Rodgers, and I'm telling Aaron Rodgers, listen, bro, you could be my GM, you could be my coach. You can pick my GM, you can pick my coach. This is your organization now. You build it how you want. You spend the salary cap how you want. Just sign on the dotted line. And I have no fucking shame about it. And if he says no, okay. But I took my shot. Why are you gonna do that to me?
Why, bro? I'm just telling you, Jilly wants to sleep with you. She's teasing you.
That's exactly what Deshaun Watson's doing to the Dolphins. And what I found disappointing was Flores' talk about how, oh, this isn't a distraction for my
team.
Please
don't use the word disappointing while we have Jilly on the screen. Please don't use the word disappointing while we have Jilly on the screen.
It is a little disappointing she doesn't have natural hair, because I feel it's like.
Are you really worried about that right now? Are you serious?
Are you really worried about natural hair right now?
Seriously.
I have standards, Big O.
What is wrong with this? Please let him have it on the chat board. This man's worried about her hair.
I mean, it's nice. I'm not throwing it out. Like it's Deshaun Watson is
you're a sick human being if you throw anything like that out.
I mean,
you're actually sick. You're calling other women on IG when you got that at home. That's all I'm saying.
Man, I forget who it is that said guys cheat on models. Guys cheated on Halle Berry.
No, I know the old saying, show me a fine chick and I'll show you a guy that's tired.
Yes.
You know, yes. I get all of that. I just, you know.
It's about the relationship.
I just have a hard time looking at her and saying, yeah, maybe I might make an exception for that saying. You know what I mean? You know,
if the woman is your best friend, then it makes it easy to say no to her. But Tua and Flo aren't best friends. They're dating. They're casually dating. And while Tua thinks that this is head to marriage, maybe it's not. And honestly, if I'm Tua, I don't care what happens. Why you do it to me?
And for those of you listening to the segment on the podcast, you have cheated yourself out of this segment by not going back to the video portion of this interview, because if you better go to Big O Radio Show on YouTube, because I'm telling you, it's worth it, man.
Hey, man.
Manny Navarro is waiting to join us, and he's already, he's excited about the interview already as it is.
It's a distraction, and that's what I found disappointing with Flores. Like, this is going to be a distraction for your team, not just this Sunday, but next Sunday, too, against Buffalo. Yeah. And until November 3rd gets here, and whether or not he's here or he's not, and I don't think they're going to make the trade. I think it's going to linger till the offseason, too. And they're going to try to see if they can wait to let the legal process play itself out. But, man, the Dolphins have one foot in, one foot out on Tua. And, unfortunately, that probably hurts the kid's feelings. But you know what? An elite quarterback wants your team, whether it's Deshaun Watson. What if it's Aaron Rodgers next season? I'm sorry, you're in a great location. An elite quarterback wants your team. Suck it up and become an elite quarterback. So that's my response to Tua. Like, play great. Play great. Go and beat Buffalo, and we can end all this conversation.
All right. What's the prediction before I let you go? What do you got?
Predicting
do they get
a loss.
Their second win, or is it a loss?
I'm predicting a loss. I just don't feel like this team is bought in.
Are the corners playing?
Maybe. We'll know later today. They're practicing. I just don't think they look right. And okay. I think you save them for Buffalo. But, you know, you probably need this win as desperately as you've ever needed a win. So,
amen to that. Amen to that. And hopefully it comes with a good
can you imagine losing to Atlanta and then taking it to Buffalo and then losing to Buffalo?
Well, dude, they lost to Stanky Fingers last week. So, I mean, you know, it doesn't get any worse than losing to Stanky Fingers. I mean, seriously, it just doesn't get any worse than Stanky Fingers. And if you lose to him, I mean, I just, what am I going to tell you, bro? You know, it just sucks. All right, follow him on Twitter at Omar Kelly. And if you're listening to the podcast, shame on you. Go grab the video. It's well worth it. Omar, I'll see you later.
I don't even know what her name is, but her image has
Jilly been... Anais, Nanais.
Woof.
Yeah. 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 She's all woman.
She's serving as a distraction for me, just as Deshaun Watson is serving as a distraction for the Dolphins.
I say we trade for her. Fuck Watson. Forget the rest. Bring her here. Forget, I don't care about Watson now at this point. Bring Jilly. Have her the face of the stadium. That would be Tom Garfinkel's greatest acquisition right there. All right. We'll have a Jilly day at the stadium. That's all.
I always found Ryan Tannehill's wife cute, but cute isn't what I want. Yeah, I know. We always have these discussions. Yeah.
Hispanics and the brothers just, you know, we look at them and we say, yeah, you're cute. You're nice.
It's cute.
Ain't enough meat on the bones. I get you. I'm with you.
Yes, but
I need some curves.
Miss Jilly, she certainly fits the credentials. Qualified. Oh,
yes, she qualifies. Yes, that one qualifies. I'm with you there. That one, I don't look at her and say, feed her a burger. You know, Lauren is nice, but I say, feed her a burger. That's the kind of the difference there. All right, he's fading. All right.
All right.
I'll see you on Sunday. We'll talk to you post game. Be good. All right. There you go. The great Omar Kelly. All right, we go from out of our EJDConstruction.com Miami Dolphins report, and then we will go into our Canes Wear Miami Hurricanes report right now.